List of recipes by country, episode number 3. Today is the 11th of December 2020, and I'm your host, Troy. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Belarus, Nalistniki. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The Eastern Slavic cuisine includes a wide variety of pancake varieties and has a long tradition of pancake making. Traditional versions are pancakes filled with cheese, doused with yogurt, and then baked in the oven. In Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine, pancakes can be as simple as pancakes with butter, or as complex as a mixture of butter, sugar, eggs, and milk. Dutch pancakes, the dough from Poffertje contains baking soda and therefore behaves like a soft pancake inside. There are thin pancakes made by adding yeast to the dough, and even thicker pancakes with a mixture of flour and sugar. Spektak is a pancake dish eaten in the Netherlands and other parts of the world, such as the United States and Canada. The main ingredients of Spektak are syrup, egg, and rye flour, but some varieties contain bacon. In Poland, these thin pancakes, pancakes in the style of pancakes, are called nalestniki. Such blini are common in Eastern Europe and are firmer and more filling than the spongy pancakes that are normally consumed in North America. Blini are covered with a thick layer of butter, a thin layer of sugar, and then a little flour and a little more butter. For this reason, the Belarusians also use their stuffed crepes as stuffing for other dishes such as pancakes, pastries, biscuits, cakes, etc. Blini made from a batter poured over chopped vegetables, meat, and mushrooms, which are previously put into a pan, is called blini pripyokum. It is folded and rolled with mashed potatoes, chopped onions, boiled eggs, and chopped mushrooms, and a little butter. The latter version of nalistniki is not as popular as crepe with curd, but it is one of Belarus' most popular desserts. Belarusian stuffed crepes are eaten by Belarusians as a dessert breakfast with tea and milk, and they are also eaten for breakfast, lunch, dinner, breakfast, and dinner. Although pancakes are popular all over the world, Belarus has a long history and tradition associated with this dish. Belarusians eat this dish every day of the week and use any kind of flour in their pancake recipes. At weekends and holidays, locals stick to stuffed crepes, but pancakes are also served for breakfast and dessert in many different places. In many restaurants in Belarus, such as cafes, bakeries, and restaurants, pancakes are served as a side dish. In Belarus, pancakes can be served with a variety of toppings, from sweet and savory to salty and sour, and they are often served alone or as part of a meal. Pea pancakes contain flour, baking powder, eggs, flour, and milk, which are usually baked, resulting in a thick dough. They consist of a mixture of flour, sugar, salt, raising agents, powdered sugar, and other ingredients. They can be eaten plain, with sweet or savory toppings, or with a slightly thicker crepe that is baked and baked. In New Zealand, they are served in a circle and then rolled out and eaten, but they can also be eaten in their natural form in the form of crepes. Panukaka are rolled in sugar, folded in jam, and served with whipped cream, or when eaten in a cafe, they can behave like ice cream instead. In the Netherlands, these pancakes are called pannkoeken and are usually eaten for lunch and dinner. In Iceland, the pancake is cut in half, in the North American style, and used as a sandwich, similar to Icelandic flatbread. Eastern Slavic cuisine has a long tradition of pancake making and includes a wide selection of all kinds of pancakes. Pancake restaurants are popular with families and serve many sweet, savory, and stuffed varieties. In Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine, pancakes can also be used for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even dessert. Lince is a thin pancake made by adding yeast to the dough, usually in a mixture of flour, sugar, salt, and a little water. Blini, the cuisine of Lince, is based on pagan traditions and festivals, which are reflected in today's Pancake Week, celebrated in the winter of Great Lent. In the UK and Commonwealth, it is associated with Shrove Sunday, commonly known as Pancake Day, and with the use of perishable ingredients used at the beginning of Lent, such as flour, sugar, salt and yeast. A well-known variant, native to southeastern Europe, is the crepe, a thin, moist pancake, fried on both sides and filled with a mixture of flour, sugar, salt, butter and a little salt and pepper. Crepes are pancakes, thin Breton pancakes that are cooked until a lascellic network of fine bubbles is formed. Many other fillings, both sweet and savory, can also be used, such as breadcrumbs, eggs, cheese, nuts, fruits and even nuts. In Hungary, a pancake called palacinta is made from a mixture of flour, sugar, salt, butter and a little salt and pepper. The ancient Romans called their brew alia dulcia, which means, other sweetness, in Latin. This was Belarus, Nalistniki, by list of recipes by country and this was episode number 3. My name is Troy Kennedy, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.